Children young and old know the story of Wilbur the pig and his escape from death thanks to help from his friend Charlotte the spider. Well, now it may be Wilbur's turn to help save lives. Researchers at the University of Missouri and the University of Iowa have taken the first step in developing a cystic fibrosis model using pigs. Cystic fibrosis is the most common genetic disease in Caucasians, and lung disease is the major cause of mortality in patients with cystic fibrosis. For years, researchers have used mice in their studies on cystic fibrosis. However, mice do not develop lung disease like humans do. Reproductive biotechnology professor Randy Prather says that there is currently no model to study the lung disease that is tied to cystic fibrosis, but that pigs may be an excellent model.
Pigs are actually really useful for studying the human condition. They're very similar. Their physiology is very similar. Their anatomy is quite similar. They're actually genetically about 3 times closer to humans than our mice. If we developed pigs that had the same mutation as humans, then potentially we could develop therapies or treatments on pigs rather than experimenting on children.
Prather collaborated with Michael Welsh from the University of Iowa. The researchers genetically modified pig cells in hopes of mimicking the lung disease that afflicts humans who have cystic fibrosis. However, these pigs only carried one copy of the mutated gene, so they did not show signs of cystic fibrosis. Prather has now bred pigs naturally, and the researchers hope the offspring will have both copies of the affected gene. I'm Christian Basie with a Mizzou Spotlight on Science.